futures lingered on Friday. Fed cattle prices aren't likely to push higher before the end of the year, but Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, expects renewed support in January. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 13th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices softened a touch last week from the recent multi-year high as packers prepare for holiday shortened production weeks. Live prices last week were $2 lower in the Southern Plains at $140 a hundredweight and steadied to $2 lower at $138 to $140 in Nebraska in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were steady at $220. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out fed cattle prices are not likely to push higher before the end of the year, as there will be two consecutive weeks of reduced slaughter and beef production. However, he says, the market is expected to find support in January, with more support arriving with the spring and summer grilling season. Live cattle futures closed an average of 28 cents higher on Friday, but they were an average of 67 cents lower week to week, except for 2 cents higher in June. As mentioned in Cattle Current last week, USDA's Economic Research Service increased their expectation for next year's annual average 5 area direct fed steer price by $5 compared to the previous month at $135 a hundredweight. That was in December's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Prices were forecast at $138 in the first quarter, $134 in the second, and at $132 in the third quarter. Griffith explains last week's softer cash prices likely stemmed from lower wholesale beef prices that lost some ground to shifting buyer demand. According to Griffith, as the choice select spread has narrowed considerably the past several weeks, it would appear beef buyers are attempting to secure some of their winter beef needs to stock shelves for January and February. There may still be one more run on high quality beef for the holiday season, but he says the bulk of most product moved will be for post-holiday consumption. Choice box beef cutout value is $9.82 lower week to week on Friday at $264.54 a hundredweight. Select with $6.40 lower at $252.24.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed last week, but mainly higher, based on the auctions monitored by Cattle Current. That was despite feeder cattle futures closing an average of $1.11 lower week-to-week on Friday, except for 75 cents higher in spot Jan. The strength in the yearling market has set the tone for a stronger calf market, which is already present, Griffith says. He adds last week's trade may solidify the expectation of higher prices moving into 2022. However, the past couple of weeks have already provided enough information to give an expectation of higher prices moving into January, he says. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Friday, despite the steamy inflation illustrated in the latest Consumer Price Index. Through November, the All Items Index was up 6.8% over the last 12 months, the most since 1982, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 216 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 44 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 113 points. That to your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 13th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.